And good afternoon, and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and Laurent is off today doing some Gabrielle stuff, being a dad today. Our guest today is Candy Markham.
Hey.
So what does
welcome
that mean?
Candy.
Thank you.
What does that mean when Candy is here?
It's pledge drive.
It is pledge drive. And we always appreciate you coming on pledge drive, Candy. We do. You don't know how much easier it is to do a show with a guest who knows how it works. And I'm not, oh, gee, I'm sorry. We have to take a break.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, no.
I don't care. Just bring in the money.
You know,
that's what I care about.
Good.
And you know what? If people were to call right now, 972-647-1893, and we could have a whole bunch of pledges in just in the first, say, segment of the show, we could be done with this, you know, and we could just chat.
We could sing.
Exactly.
Okay, so
lots of things.
So you don't want us to sing?
No, but we wouldn't be. Our chatting would not be interrupted. Was her point?
Yes,
that's true. That's true. We have a couple of. I thought we had a couple of real special things here. We do. Oh, yeah. Okay, I have a couple of Alligator Cafe gift certificates. Alligator Cafe is located at 9540 Garland Road, number 362. It's quick and Cajun. It's in Casa Linda Plaza.
They right have next live, to the Albertsons.
They have live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have two Alligator gift certificates for a $50 pledge, and a $50 pledge is good for a gift certificate for two entrees, a bumper sticker, from us, not from Alligator Cafe, and a program schedule. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And you can get your Alligator Cafe certificates for $50. And really, you're probably going to get most of that back just in the two entrees.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, at Alligator Cafe.
And it's Aaron approved in terms of Louisiana, authentic
right.
Louisiana cuisine.
Right, and who would know better?
Yes, exactly.
Than Aaron, who's lived here since she was six.
No, she's a NOLA native.
I know. I just
that would be quite a recommendation from Aaron. It must
yeah,
be
it
good.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Alligator Cafe is probably the best New Orleans food here in Texas. Now, one of the reasons that we really do need you to call, and we're going to talk to Candy in just a second, is our monthly expenses. They have skyrocketed since we moved up to fashionable North Dallas. You know, I live right across the street from our old building. It's gone. As of Friday, it's gone.
Sad.
That was such a nice building. You know, I understand when, you know, little wooden buildings that were built in the 1940s that were, you know, meant to stay standing 10 years and have been up for 60 years. I understand when those are torn. This was a nice, solid brick building with marble floors. It was a nice place.
Yes, it was.
It's gone. You know what it's going to be? Storage units.
I know.
It's not even going to be multifamily.
It's not going to be a communist-style block apartment complex like everything else that's going in. No.
Oh, you need the storage.
Yeah, with all those gentrified things across the street that they were going to preserve the trees on and didn't. They're going to be storing their stuff over where we were.
But our monthly expenses, it's not just the rent that's gone up. The tower lease has gone up. Our engineering services has gone up. Tower electricity has gone up. Our electric bill at home has gone down, actually. But I guess you can't turn the electricity down on the tower and still stay at a 55,000-watt station. We've been noticing every month our electric bill has been coming down, mostly because the price of oil has been coming down. So,
have your salaries gone up?
Our salaries have gone up. They've gone from zero to zero.
It looks like a push.
And boy, I'm so excited about that.
Patty got a big raise.
To zero.
Yeah, if you'd like to support KNON and Lambda Weekly, give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We have some guests in the studio today who have some questions for you, Candy.
All right.
Let's start talking. We're going to start with David. David, thank you for coming. David's been, David Faulkner's been with us. He's been our studio audience a number of times. Is this your first time in this studio, though?
I've been here at least once.
You were here, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, so you
not to the new one though.
To the new one.
Oh, you've been here.
He's
to the
actually
new
been
one.
Up to the
well,
new one.
Look at you.
Yeah. David, I'm not sure how you want to start.
But you questions for Candy.
Questions for Candy. I was going to just say I'm here to find a boyfriend, but more appropriately thought about just things you might have to say when the time is appropriate for that. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, my mom had a heart attack, and she's doing better. And
good.
Have a lot going on with that and so forth right now, but you know, for later on when it's the time's more right,
well,
learn
fantastic.
More things to do and think
fantastic.
About.
So you're saying right now you're focused on your mother's health and getting her
and
stable and
all the other things
right.
that you know
right.
are part of my normal routine. Yeah. And
you're
so
a good
forth.
Son.
And
you are a good son.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough time. But eventually you want to find a guy.
Eventually, yes.
Wow.
Well, shall we talk about that now?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, let me tell you that I can't think of a scenario where you could not find a man. And by that I mean you can meet people grocery shopping. You can meet people filling your car with gas. You can meet people through friends. You can meet people through your mother.
Well, seriously, in the hospital.
Yeah.
You might meet a nice Jewish doctor.
That would be nice.
I hope everybody heard you because that was really funny. And I think, you know, there's a large percentage of gay men who work in the health industry. So that really that was kind of a throwaway comment, but maybe you could meet someone through your mother. I think a lot of folks meet people online. I would say not Grindr, more Match.com, you know, not Silver Daddies, but, you know, you can meet them anywhere. And so I think what I would say to you is be open, you know, to yourself that I'm looking for a boyfriend. Tell your friends that you're open to that. You're telling all the listeners here. You're a good...
Can I just throw this in? If there are any listeners, 972-647-1893. Of course, you will have to pledge with that money or with that phone call.
But you'll meet a very nice man. You know,
that's
he
right.
loves his mother. He takes care of his mother, and then he comes up here and asks good questions.
Well, but doesn't that
and
show somebody's
handsome.
Priorities?
Oh, absolutely. He's a loving man, so that's yeah. that's nice.
And I've always found this is certainly true for Aaron and me, but I've always found that if you just do what you enjoy doing,
yes,
and where your passions are, and go do the kinds of activities that you enjoy, then you're going to meet other people who enjoy those things too. You know,
I've heard that before, that's,
and it's a great way to meet people yeah. who are, you know, out and about doing the kinds of things
absolutely.
You do.
Well, Patty, you and Aaron met how?
Doing activism.
We met at a demonstration, so.
Okay.
We met with our volunteer work through the Oakland Counseling Center. Mm-hmm. So
really,
yeah, that's how I met Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. See, so there you go. That's affirmation all around.
All
do what
around.
You do what
that's
you're passionate
good.
About and be open.
I was reporting on the protests, so and I was protesting Cabley Hutchinson, and he came down to report the whatever was going on. And he took my picture with a whole bunch of people, and about 6 months later, he realized that I was on the cover of one of the Dallas Forest, and we'd already been dating by that point, and he'd forgotten.
Because we hooked up again, and, you know, it was like...
Yeah, we met our grinder. No. It wasn't
grinder. You mentioned Match.com. I know couples who met on Match.com. That seems to be one that... where people do actually meet and
form relationships. I have two hometown girlfriends who each met their husband on Match.com, and one gal whose husband she met this guy that she married. They both worked at the same hotel in Las Vegas but didn't know it. They both worked at the Venetian. But they never would have met. I mean, that hotel is so large. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, your friends. And the best way is exactly what Patty said, is find yourself doing something you like, and you not only maybe could meet a romantic interest, but you will meet like-minded people, and you can make friends, mm-hmm. and those people know people, yeah. you know? So, I mean, you're doing it here, coming here to this radio station and visiting with people, and I don't know where your interests are, but I would say when you join an organization, I always like to get on the speaker committee to try to find speakers, or to work the door to give out name tags, because you'll meet everybody that way.
And you'll get their name if you're doing their name tags.
One of the things David and I were talking about before the show, a number of years ago, I was talking to somebody. She lives in Provincetown, and she said what she noticed was that Provincetown was all gay people, gays and lesbians, and older people. And she started asking, and why are there so many older people here? This isn't really a retirement community. And what it was that if a parent had three kids, well, that one was married with kids, that one's married with kids, and I'm the gay kid, so taking care of mom falls on me. And she said it was like rampant.
They came to live with their gay kid.
They brought their parents?
Yes. Yeah. They went to live with their gay kid. Uh-huh. And I've noticed that over the years, how many gay people end up being the caregiver for their parent because, you know, they have a house. You have an extra room in your house, right, Patty?
Yeah.
And when Aaron's father was sick, one of the options was we'll bring him up here just to live with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. It was a strong consideration. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want to leave his house, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
But it isn't just that the gay people are single. The parents are coming to their child's house who is gay or lesbian, even if they have a partner, mm-hmm. because we're the sweet ones.
We're going to care for them.
We're the compassionate ones, you bet.
Remember that, David.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I should remember that. This is Brian, my partner. I should remember that we're the sweet ones.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I'll try to remember that.
That's Brian. Yeah.
You don't know him very well, do you, Brian?
Yeah, I remember
when I'm here. Yeah, he has some questions for Candy coming up in the next segment. But it is Pledge Drive. That's a good way to cut him off. It is Pledge Drive here at KNON, and our monthly expenses have gone up since we moved up to North Dallas. So why did we move to North Dallas? Because in town, where, you know, our core audience is, and where all of our activities are, you know, right now the whole station is down at Mardi Gras in Oak Cliff. I've been there for. I love that parade. I really love that parade. Actually, I guess today people will be busy because there's something going on this evening.
Super Bowl.
That's it. That's
I think
it.
Mavericks are playing.
The Mavericks are playing. That's it.
Half-heartedly.
Anyways, so we moved up to North Dallas because we literally could not get a lease anywhere else. So our expenses monthly have gone up, and Lambda Weekly, like each of the shows on KNON, has to pay its fair share toward the monthly amount. So please help us, and your pledges do make a difference. 972-647-1893. The station might have moved, but our phone number is the same, and I'm glad it's written in front of me because after saying it for 30 years, I can't remember it still. 972-647-1893. We still have gift certificates for Alligator Cafe. That's with a $50 pledge. So you pledge the money, you write the whole thing off. We're not going to tell that you got a gift certificate for that. Just write it off your taxes that way.
You know, we have some fantastic KNON wear. And we have T-shirts, we have hats, we have all kinds of things that are real conversation starters everywhere you go. There's not a time when I go out and about wearing something KNON and somebody says, "Oh, KNON, I listen to KNON," or they give me a thumbs up, KNON. So we're out there, we're everywhere. get your identifier that you can wear, you know, throughout the day and through the week.
You know, now there's other places to get information about the gay and lesbian community, and you know, so you're not as isolated as people were when this show started. But I think I'm still hearing from people that there's still a need for it, because on the internet you can go and, let's say, listen to an It Gets Better video. Well, I'm not putting those down. I think they're great, but people have rehearsed that. believe me, with this show, there's no rehearsal.
No rehearsal.
There is a modicum of preparation. A modicum of preparation, but not rehearsal.
Of course there's preparation for it. But you know what we do week in, week out? We're here. And for somebody who's young and just coming out or older and just coming out, it's a way to just hear about all the different parts of the gay and lesbian community and just have us – we come in, we talk about it, and invite you to be part of it. So give us a call. We'd like to continue to be here. Shows that don't pull their weight are cut.
Yow.
And we don't want to be one of those. We're one of the original shows on the station. There are 60-something shows. I forgot how many right now.
Only a handful.
Only five, I think, are among the original shows. We were actually on the first day that the station went on the air in August of 1983, and we'd like to be here in August of 2083.
Yes,
so
we would.
Help us be there. I don't care
we
how
would
old.
We just like to be here anywhere.
I don't care how old Patty is. We're going to be here on that date. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. And you know, one thing, we really do care about our listeners, unlike those other stations when you call in and you're getting a call center somewhere else. Doc's standing right next to me, and he's taking the calls. We have pledge premiums, $40. You get a T-shirt, $40 or $50. The canvas shopping bag. That's my thing. I love that shopping bag.
That shopping bag rocks.
Uh-huh.
It is so sturdy that you can put your cans and all your heavy stuff in. It has it's got a big handle, so you can sling it over your shoulder.
Oh, always.
Carry stuff.
You put it over your shoulder while you're collecting other stuff off the counter at the supermarket. I love it.
It's fantastic.
If you're shopping at Kroger, you can pick up your open carry gun and throw it in there. Only supermarket that allows that. So give us a call. We're about to take a quickie break, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. Our guest today is the inimitable Candy Markham. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
You may ask yourself why we're asking you to pledge.
It's because we're a part of the community.
All of our DJs are volunteers who live in the North Texas area.
Who come from all types of backgrounds.
Call your pledge in today. Help support your community radio station at
972-647-1893. 972-647-1893.
I'm Christina from the Owens,
and I listen to Lambda Weekly on
89.3 KNON FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. And we have a couple of listeners who came in, have a couple of questions to ask. We were talking with David Faulkner, who's been in the studio before, so you know he knows us. I've met David out at a number of events and activist stuff, and one thing Candy was recommending was
go to more of
keep doing that.
See who's there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Keep your eyes open.
Meet people, and they know people, and then they know people, and
sure,
on you go.
Right.
Let me have you switch seats with Brian so he can get to the microphone.
While they're doing that, I have the definition for inimitable.
Okay.
It is incapable of being imitated or copied, surpassing imitation, matchless.
Wow. Thank you, David.
They only say things like that to me.
Okay, so this is Brian. Brian and I are getting married in June, on June 9th. On stage at a Turtle Creek Corral concert.
Wow. That's going to be something.
You know, it was kind of like when I won the Kuechling Award. I said, okay, so I have just 3 months for Brian to go through enough therapy to attend with me.
Still, we haven't gone to therapy.
And that's one of your questions, I think.
Apparently, this is my wedding therapy. So what was my question?
I had several questions, and I'm blank.
How long can you go?
Oh, yeah. How late can I go before into the ceremony before I get cold feet and decide to,
To back out.
To back out.
No, well, I'm not going to, well, I don't know. Am I cold feet or not? I don't have cold feet. I'm going to get married.
So. You know.
But on stage.
I don't know. I don't know how people find the courage to get married. I have to say that.
I mean, you're going to do it too, right?
I know. But, you know, when she first asked me, like 2 years ago maybe, I just thought, you know, we'd been together 28 years. But I was still like, but because you're doing what I do is you're taking it very seriously. I mean, this is a commitment for life with one person. But, you know, fortunately, you've been doing it for several years. How long have y'all been together?
4 years. 4 years. Next week.
And you're taking it seriously, and that's what I like about it. It's what I respect about you. Bye. Is that this isn't...
That bye wasn't to the audience. That was to... during Pledge Drive, we have some paperwork that we have to do, so Rabbi was still here.
Rabbi was leaving. He's real sweet. He hugs everybody. Mm-hmm. He's very nice. But anyway, I think if you don't have fear on board when you get married, you're not present. You're not in touch. So there's nothing at all wrong, Brian, with you being afraid. Now, granted, you will be in front of 2,000 people.
No, it's only 750. It's a city performance hall. We're not getting married at the Windspear.
Okay. All right, so it's not 2,000. So
you seating capacity is
smaller. Turn the fear down. I respect that, and you're in touch with your feelings, and that's a very healthy thing. And I would guess that you could back out at the very last second, or maybe if you had your fingers crossed.
I know you can in Hollywood, but this bachelor bride or whatever it's called, the runaway bride.
Does it give you a good feeling that you know you could back out?
I don't know that I could. I never really thought about that, because...
Does it give you a sense of relief that you think, I could back out of this?
It gives me more of a sense of fear thinking of that.
All right.
I'd be more afraid of backing out than I would of getting married.
The wrong thing.
Would it be a good idea if we got a copy of The Graduate or no?
Coming through the window.
It's going to seduce me, though.
It is a really good question, though, because I remember my niece, Vicky, when she was 5, but she was going to turn 6. We asked her that explicitly. Like, what happens? What is that moment when you turn from 5 to 6? There's no going back. Now you're 6. And she said, she knows the world, Well, of course, it's when you blow the candles out on the cake. And so the whole room was like, never blow your candles out again. and then we also asked her, what if you had two cakes? And she goes, then I'd be 7. But I think it's when you say those vows.
Yeah.
Like, if you said your vows, then that's a vow you've uttered. So you got to...
It's a
promise.
You
should go second. David should do his vows first.
So I guess we should come up with vows then.
Right. And it's a promise made. Yeah. Are y'all going to be able to say something up there?
It's going to be a short ceremony because it is part of a Jewish ceremony is quick, but it's part of the Turtle Creek Chorale concert.
Yeah.
About marriage. It's their last concert of the year, and a different couple will get married each night is the plan. But
we'll be the first.
Yeah, we'll be the first.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. But will we be able to say something, a line or two? No time for a speech.
I still want to go to a Jewish wedding to see what they look like.
Yeah, it's not going to be what ours. Okay. You won't recognize it from one of ours.
I've been to one with two guys, and it's... I mean, they put them up in the chair, and they have that.
Yeah, we're not
thing,
sure if we're
doing it,
but we might.
Bring a glass with
in
your
front
foot.
Of.
They
yeah.
do.
Or
I mean, it's
something. I'm sure. Yeah.
And everybody, there's people around the room that say things, and it was beautiful. I loved it. I felt like we all got married that night. But yours may not be that traditional, especially if it's with the Turtle Creek Chorale.
There's something about this that I'm thinking not quite traditional. Yeah.
We'll have the hope of it,
Right. But I do think, everyone should be a little nervous. Not of the ceremony, though that's part of it, but about the promise that you're going to make to David, to be with him and to love him and to cherish him. all the rest of your life through good times and bad times.
You know, I've officiated, being the, you know, American minister that I am, ordained that I am. It only takes a few minutes online, promise. But at the weddings I've officiated at, every, to a person, they were all nervous.
It was, and some cry and can't talk, you know. And that's not because they're nervous of the people watching them. It's because they're taking their vows so seriously.
Now, everybody I've spoken to about it has said that it has surprised them how much all of a sudden being married is something sort of kind of different. What is it? Because nobody has been able to really put it into words quite.
They can't put it into words, but to a person, they say they feel differently.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They
Every
feel
differently.
Every person I've
asked, do you feel differently? Yes,
yes.
I do.
Is it the idea of suddenly you have a respect, and that's not it entirely, because you shouldn't get respect just because you're married, but you have a respect that your relationship is as important as...
I think it's validity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's validity, that my marriage is as everyone else's. I also think it's legal. Mm-hmm. It's a legal thing.
It's a legally binding thing. Even for right. someone who's, you know, couples like you who've been together for 28 years, and, you know...
30. She asked me 2 years ago.
Okay, so 30 years. 30 years. And yet it would probably feel different once you,
I think
you
it
know,
will.
Turn that key.
I think it will.
And I think a lot of couples who've been together a really long time, all of them who we've talked to have said, yes, it makes a difference. I feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they've been there
all
those years.
In a positive way.
Yeah.
In a real glowing, positive way.
You know, Jack and George, who've been together 55 years now, they just passed their 55th anniversary. You know, I asked Jack right after they got married the first time, had their religious ceremony, so you think you'll keep him?
No.
But, you know, even they have this, there's just some kind of validity that they got being on the front page of the New York Times,
yes.
a Perry Match of, I think it was the Times of London. Now they're in a Necco Sweethearts candies commercial.
Really?
Yes, they were. They were named the Sweethearts Sweethearts this year.
Wow!
And you know, that's just a certain validation. It's a peculiar one, but it is.
But when you think about it, they got together. I'm going to guess, what's 55 years from
1961.
Now? 1961. Okay, I was going to say in the 60s, in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. And how the environment was then for gays and lesbians coming together. I mean, you couldn't do that. It was illegal. You could be arrested for it, even if it was in your own bedroom.
Oh, George, I guess, talked about they were at a bar one time, and they weren't arrested because they were able to climb out the windows.
Yes, I mean, and those were the times. I mean, and some of us remember those.
Mm-hmm.
And where we are now. You know, it's and they have lived through all of it. So of course, it's very meaningful to them that they can, in a public way, express their love for each other and validation of their relationship is right up there with not a lot of people, because not a lot of people are married for 55 years, but for that few that are there, they fit right in.
And I think, you know, if we go back to some of the things that the talking points that we were hammering people with about why we needed marriage equality and why we merited marriage equality was for the legally binding security of it. You know, I used to tell people, you know, if I'm on my deathbed, I want to know that Erin's going to get the house.
Right.
I want to know that she's going to get my 401k. I want to know, you know, I want that security. And that's not a secure feeling if you think, well, anybody could challenge it. Anybody could, you know, come after you after you're gone, and then she'd be left destitute or lose our home or something. You know, and so those are very real things that are sealed in cement,
right.
You know,
and,
like
and,
when you have that marriage.
And it's fair.
And it's fair.
It's a fair thing, and it's what's more conservative than love and commitment?
And security.
Yeah.
Speaking of security, we're not very secure here if we don't get some more pledges.
Great segue.
Wonderful.
The number here is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You can call. You'll call right to the studio. Doc is standing right here. He just took a bow. If you watch our video, I'm not sure if that got on the video.
No,
the
app.
A couple of other ways that you can make a pledge. You can go to KNON.org. That's KNON.org. Click the pledge button. It brings up all the information that you need. Tell them the Lambda Weekly or the Gay Show, and that'll get the pledge designated to us. You can fill out, you can go through the list of pledge premiums there, choose what you want to get for your pledge premium, or just pledge the whole thing to the station.
And I want to thank Candy, our wonderful, inimitable guest, has given us a very generous donation today.
And there's another way that, and this way we've started getting more pledges this way.
You can text 256512, text KNON to 56512, you'll receive back a form to fill out and send it, return
on
it
your
right
phone.
Back in.
Yeah. Yeah, on your phone. So again, we just started that
a
year ago.
That's 56512, text the letters KNON.
One thing I do like to promise everybody, KNON doesn't sell its donor list or information to anybody. Most shows just think it's out of the goodness of our heart. I've been here long enough to know it's because you have to be organized and keep those lists in order to sell them. We don't.
We're not organized.
We're not that organized. So your credit card information, after we charge your credit card, it's all shredded, and it's best, because otherwise we just have piles of paper sitting around anyway, so what are we going to do with that? Would it go into a computer? You have to have a computer in order for it to go into something, so your information is safe with us. It's all about live and local. If you think about some of the people that we've had on just on this show, but the music shows get all kinds of live and local people. But we were the first place Lisa Loeb was interviewed on our show. The Dixie Chicks were on our show a number of years ago. This is where live music starts.
This is where it's happening here.
It is happening here. But this is where live local music gets promoted, because there is no other station that does anything like that. Our number again, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. I can't imagine that a lot of people aren't listening, since what else are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday?
That's exactly right, David.
Well, what are you going to do from 1 to 2
right.
on Super Bowl Sunday? You could call 972-647-1893 and make a pledge, get some of those great KNON canvas bags with a snap, even. Mm-hmm.
You know, the station always gives us a whole list of things. One of the things they gave us this time, there are no radio executives, market researchers, or overpaid consultants influencing airplay. Now, certainly no consultants. Other stations use play charts, and they're allowed to play those 40 songs, and that is it. No market researchers. Believe me, nobody is researching the market. Nobody told our station manager it would be a good idea to put me on the air. Nobody, believe me. And there are no radio executives here. You should meet our station manager, and you'd understand why Patty and I have a show. I mean, you know, it's like, so this station is not run like other stations. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We're talking to Candy Markham. She is our community relationship
counselor.
I was going to say consultant, but counselor.
Counselor.
We're talking to my partner, Brian, who is getting married to me. Thought I'd throw
good
that
thing.
In. We're getting married in June. He's the one with all of the questions and thinking, what the hell am I getting myself into here?
And David doesn't have any? I mean, this is the first time you've gotten married, right?
It is the first time I'm getting married, because we couldn't marry before this.
That's right. So you don't have any questions?
Well, that put him on the spot, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did.
You know I should.
I'm sitting quiet. Yeah.
You know I should. I'll let Brian ask the questions.
Well, you know, that's why we're supposed to be I guess that's why we're here on the free show, so we can get free counseling or something.
Yeah, one of the things that you did ask, you said, well, we haven't scheduled our counseling yet. How important is premarriage counseling, do you think?
You know, I think it's real important. I think, you know, you might say, well, it's more important for young people than it is for people who've been together a while. But there's different issues. I think for young people, there's, you know, talk about we should do it like our parents did it, and things like that. For older people, they come together into a unit, but both with real independent people and independent ideas, how we should do money, how we should make decisions. And when you come to someone like me, we should not have the answers unless it's for our own relationship. What premarital counseling should do is help you bring up the topics and then help you talk about them and help you listen to what your partner is saying and then help you come up with a way that you're going to do something. And then it's kind of like a living document. Things may change as time goes on.
Yeah, well, we tried to do a joint banking account, and that lasted a month.
A joint picnic?
A joint banking account.
Banking account.
That lasted
account.
A month, yeah.
Do you still have
work.
It?
No,
it didn't
no.
Work?
No. Oh, no.
But did you find something that did work?
Yeah.
So I just give him a check the first of the month and, you know, let him worry about everything from there.
All right. So a lot of times one person handles the money, but it's a combination of people's money.
Now, Brian, this is one that you should hear. When Candy goes out with the person she's been with for 30 years. Tell us about that, Candy. Talk about people who, you know, might
even
be a little bit pachotted.
On your anniversary, I know the story.
Yes, it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Okay, for our listeners.
We'll go with another couple, and, you know, if you're going Dutch, you'll split the bill in two, but then ours, we also split in two. So
wow, two penny.
But, you know, your deal works out, too, the way you and Aaron do it. It's whatever works for you. But that is what works for us.
And Patty, what you do is you'll pay one time, Aaron
yeah,
will pay
one time.
Tell
Aaron
that story
another.
About how
sometimes
you kept track of it.
Oh, yeah. We've done that before where we've done like, oh, a plumber came or we had to take a dog to the vet or, you know, all those things. And then they kind of add up. And then we go out to meals and say, I'll get the check. And then it's another one, no, I'll get the check. You know, so we kind of bounce back and forth. And we did this one time and we usually kind of settle up on the big things, you know. Like
you're doing a house repair, so
yeah,
you both chip
thing.
In. Yeah.
You know, and if it's, you know, $500, you kind of want to split some of those big things. But, you know, we kind of, you know, figure it out when we're, you know, talking about paying the mortgage. That's when we kind of settle up and we kind of see what's we haven't addressed. And one time we didn't do that for a long time. We just kind of paid the mortgage and didn't really, settle up kind of thing. And it had been like almost a year. And when we got done settling up, it was $11 difference. And so our methodology...
It works.
It works for us.
They just have to split it. That day cannot go to bed.
Well, let me say, we also have a joint account. Mm-hmm. And you have to decide how much each of you puts in. Mm-hmm. It is rare that someone makes the same salary that their partner makes. And unlike a roommate, now this is my thinking. You have to decide what you all think. My thinking is that if it is a roommate, if it's somebody I like, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody I love, then I'll look at who makes more than the other. We'll talk about it. And a lot of times it might be 60-40. Depending on who you're with, it could be 70-30. Mm-hmm. But it goes into a joint account, and then, you know, HOA dues and mortgages and all that come out of that joint account. But it's when you go out to dinner, you know, we don't have a credit card. We tried that for a while, but we just do better just kind of settling right there.
We need to take a break.
You, hey.
We need to take a break. I have something to say to that. 972-647-1893 is the number to call because it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
You may ask yourself why we're asking you to pledge.
It's because we're a part of the community.
All of our DJs are volunteers who live in the North Texas area.
Who come from all types of backgrounds.
Call your pledge in today. Help support your community radio station at 972-647-1893.
This is Janice McCall from TCU, and I listen to Lambda Week on 89.3 KNON FM, Dallas.
And yeah, Candy's been with us every Super Bowl for like the last 5 years
or
so.
Yes, I have.
And
phone is ringing.
Phone is ringing. 972-647-1893 is the number that is ringing. Hold off a second because Doc's on the phone right now. Okay, so before the break, we're talking relationships with Candy Markham. She is a counselor who specializes in relationships. And one of the things you just said, Candy, was that with a roommate, you divide things half and half. And before I met Brian, I was sharing a house with somebody, friends only, and we did split things pretty much that way, unless it was something that one of us particularly wanted. Like, I remember a garbage disposer. What do you need a garbage disposer for? Because we do. I just went, you know, it was like $120, something like that, and I just bought it.
And they're clean.
Yeah, exactly. So I just bought it. We put it in. So...
So you both were renting the house? No one
owned
the house?
No, we owned it.
Okay.
Yeah, we owned it.
Well, who took the write-offs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
He got all the profit, David got.
Yeah.
we'll go back to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you do have to figure those things out.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're friends, it's a business arrangement with the mortgage, so
right.
You do have to figure that out.
Right. So I am agreeing with you on that. Usually if Brian and I go out to dinner, either, you know, when it comes time to pay, either I take out one of my credit cards or he takes out one of my credit cards and we pay. Yeah. So we do go back and forth the same way, right?
Yeah.
So it works. Now,
but I've never known that the joint account to work. That's great that it does for you. But
But nothing comes out of it but household stuff. Car payments don't come out of it, which I don't have one anymore. Woohoo! Credit card payments don't come out of it. It's just household. It's the
repairs,
housekeeper, insurance, stuff like that. Right.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Okay.
So it works.
So Brian is taking a pledge, I think, or a proposal. Could be that. David, why don't you go over to the mic where Brian was. One of the things that you were talking about was, why don't I have more questions? I think it's because I've had other relationships before. And two of them were long-term, 5 years, and one was 14 years. So
you feel confident about going into this marriage, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if you were to say, well, why do you want to marry Brian? Well, he's one of the sweetest people I know.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
The best.
He's who you want to marry.
You love
him.
Exactly. Yeah. And plan to spend the rest of our lives together. Here's one of my questions. Brian was going to ask about, you know, financial things and how do you know? And before the show, we were talking a little bit. You just said, you know, go to a financial planner of some sort. Make sure it makes sense for you to marry and what you have to do to combine things. But then you said younger people have different concerns than older people do. Financial concerns is one of them. What are the other concerns that an older couple generally has?
Well, sometimes an older couple will have their own children from other partners and or marriages.
Mm-hmm.
I think older couples may have elderly parents and have concerns about that. Should an elderly parent move in, or should we put our money together for that elderly parent? I think older couples may have properties, may have more assets
mm-hmm.
than younger people do. You know, and
because you're more established, you've lived more of your life.
And I think now y'all are going to prove me wrong, but I think people who've been single for a while and then come together in a marriage may not want to marry their money.
Mm-hmm.
They may want to have their separate assets. So there's prenups.
Mm-hmm.
Someone also told me there's a post-nup.
Well, I guess what that would be is just you're already
document.
Married and you've
yeah.
decided, you know what, we need a document
right.
to agree on
right.
things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should maybe, you know, we should probably get a prenup, Aaron and I.
I think you should.
You know.
Why?
You know, I don't know, because we're so loaded with money.
Well, one agreement.
So many assets, you know.
You give it all away.
One agreement they need to make, and I don't think either of you would disagree, they should always have two cars so that Aaron can get there.
Aaron can be on time.
Patty can take her sweet time to get
there.
You
know, there's Uber now, so.
Oh, that's true.
They may not need two cars.
That's true.
But they definitely have an issue there, don't they?
Okay, David. Yes. You started the hour asking about how do you find a relationship, how do you start a relationship. Now I think, Candy, his question is, why the hell would I want a relationship? Is that your question?
He's pulling out the garlic and silver.
Maybe
being
I'm
single
better.
Is simple, yeah.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Now that we're talking, though, about it, what are you seeing that you would like? What are you seeing that maybe you don't want?
Yeah, why would you give up your singlehood? Mm-hmm. You're a mature person. Mm-hmm. Live on your own. Is that right?
Yes.
Can take care of yourself, so much so you're taking care of your mother, too. Why would you entertain the idea of giving that up to be in a relationship?
With the right person, it's good to. In some real ways, it's not good to be alone. There's a lot of things that are it's simpler to be single and live I live by myself and mm-hmm. so forth and all and there's a lot of good things about that. But with the right person, it's really, I think ultimately not good to be alone.
I think you have a bigger life together, when there's two of you.
Well, and you don't necessarily have to cohabitate. Mm-hmm. You could be committed to someone, a loving relationship, and not necessarily live together. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that I would recommend that, but it's an option. You don't have to. You can have a relationship in any way that you choose to have a relationship and the other person agrees. But that is kind of the crossroads where a person gets to, I'm single, and I'm happy enough, and I'm safe, and I'm lonely, to I'm going to give up all my freedom, I'm going to not be able to watch the TV programs I want to watch, I'm going to have to consider another person. I think the thing that moves the scale from one side to the other is I want to share my life with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the motivation, really. Mm-hmm.
Have you had a relationship before?
I've been in relationships before. It's been a while,
but I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it works, I think there's nothing else like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So true.
See,
so very true.
My first relationship that lasted more than 6 months. So. I mean, this is something totally different than what I've ever had before. So.
Well, no wonder you're terrified.
Well,
it's
but
David,
it's a lot of those little intangible things that you get that you don't realize until you look back and think, what would my life be differently if we hadn't met?
You'd be snoring more.
Well, I mean, I'd probably be snoring more, but I wouldn't know it because no one would
That's
be able
right.
to tell me.
That's right.
He thinks he's doing me a favor by sleeping on the couch. I can't stop his snoring there.
Yeah, but see, when he goes to bed at 7:30,
he turns
the lights off.
You're trying to be funny, and Brian's
very,
to say something serious.
I'm very
here.
Serious here.
I appreciate what you're trying to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't know that I had night terrors at night, I mean,
uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't know that I was, waking up or I was talking in my sleep or screaming or whatever until I found out from David. That was a new revelation.
And that stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have those nightmares about being killed in our beds from a sibling.
But seriously, with his snoring, he woke up today just laughing because I have to turn him in a certain position to get him to stop snoring. And he woke up and I was just laying with my back on him, holding him in position so that he wouldn't be snoring. And he just woke up laughing today. Do you know when I think...
And apparently David can sleep in any position.
Do you know when I think for Brian it suddenly became real that we were actually getting married? When was the last time you spoke to your father?
Before he called? He called out of the blue just like a month ago.
Right. But before that, you hadn't spoken to him in maybe a year?
He calls usually on my birthday or Christmas.
It had been a long time. His father called and lives in California, so he hasn't seen him in a while, and said he'd like to come to the wedding.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think...
How are you with that?
I was shocked, but yeah, it's like...
Are you happy?
Yeah. I was, because I didn't expect any approval or you know.
And see, that's a validation.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it'd be 749 people and your dad. Mm-hmm.
And his wife, yeah.
And his wife. So there we go.
Who I never met. So, I mean, she's Irish girl. I mean, she's from Ireland, so I mean, she's got the Gaelic and everything.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, she'll be interesting to talk to.
You've got the Jewish one.
Yes.
Yeah, because he just got remarried. A year ago? Year and a half?
2 years.
Is it 2 years now?
I have no idea. I'll check, but it's been a while.
I mean, it's that. Are you finding some of that, Patty? You just announced it that you're getting married.
Yes, we did yesterday.
And everybody is saying congratulations. I'm saying, yep, don't schedule it for 1 o'clock. Patty will not be there.
I've seen those, David. I'm going to respond this afternoon.
And Erin saw them, too. She said, oh, you know us so well. I just want to break in. 972-647-1893 is the number. We're in the middle of pledge drive. One of the ways that you can pledge is using a KNON bank draft. If you call us, tell us that you'd like to pledge that way by a monthly pledge. $30 is the minimum for that one, and boy, do those help, because we have an income that comes in every month on those. So 972-647-1893. All we need to start is your name and phone number. Somebody from the office will get through to you during the week.
It went away.
Yep. Yeah. But 972, one of our phones just started ringing. If that was you, give us a call back, 972-647-1893. But our bank drafts are a great way to pledge. We still have our KNON Elite Music sponsorships. You get a pair of tickets to every show that we do. We do 40 to 50 different shows a year. You get into all of those free. Most of those have food.
Your name plus guest is on the list permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So you just show up. You don't even have to worry about the logistics of getting the tickets or anything. You could have been
on the bus today to go to the
Could have come with us on the bus to go to the Mardi Gras parade. That parade is so much fun. When we were on Wednesday mornings, I loved doing that parade. It was just a blast to do. Anyway, 972-647-1893 to become a KNON Elite Music sponsor. It's $500 for your pledge, and that does get you and one guest permanently on the guest list. One of the things we didn't even mention that I always like to mention. When KNON came to us, and it was KNON who came to Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance back in 1983, said, would you like to do a gay show?
Back when it was Dallas
Gay Alliance. And it was Bill Nelson from Nelson Thibodeau Clinic fame. Bill Nelson said, sure, and then turned to everybody else on the board and said, okay, we're going to do a gay show on this new radio station. What's that? What is a gay show? They were looking for music. They talked about whatever was going on at the time. And here we are 33 years later. It'll be 33 in August. Yeah. Help us stay on the air. KNON has supported the gay and lesbian community like no other. I can't really call us mainstream, but non-gay media outlet has. Right. 1983, Dallas Morning News and Times Herald. Well, Times Herald was printing the license plates of people who were parking in front of gay bars. That was real helpful, getting people to commit suicide or flee the country.
Shaming.
It was just disgusting. Morning News wouldn't use the word gay.
No,
always homosexual.
Yeah, it was like 1993 that they adopted the word gay. KNON said, hey, come do a gay show. I mean, how revolutionary was that? Mm-hmm. So support the people who supported us and have supported us for 33 years. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We just have a couple of minutes. We're talking to Candy Markham. Brian?
I wanted to say that we got a very special donation from we got a very kind donation from someone who Candy knows, but wants to remain anonymous. But I just wanted to mention that she was very sweet in making a donation. So
that was nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much out there.
That's David, wonderful. Did you get something out of today's show?
I did, and just a real quick. I don't want it to sound like I'm my mom's sole caregiver. I have mm-hmm. a brother and a sister and my dad, and lots of us are involved in that.
Good. Good.
Good deal. And I hope she improves rapidely.
Thank you.
She gets well very soon.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you meet a fine Jewish doctor while you're attending your mother.
We need to go. 972-647-1893 is the number. And I did push the right one. There's our background music. David, come see us again.
Sure.
Brian, good luck on your wedding. I'll probably see you before then. Patty, by the time Candy is back again, you'll be an old married lady.
I will.
Sadie.
And you're getting married when, Candy?
We're looking at June.
Okay, you're looking at June, too.
June 15th, Razzle Dazzle Dallas. That's when we met.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It was our first date, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's ours is April.
It's very gay, you know.
Valentine's Day. Our anniversary is Valentine's Day.
Well, it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wedding day is in 90-some-odd days.
Coming fast.
It is coming fast. So we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly. Erin's our guest next week.
She is.
Oh, we'll talk about that wedding next week.
Yeah. You'll have both of them.
And we'll see you then. Have a good week.
Yeah.